This week's Cotton Newsline is two cuts. Both cuts are Robbie Minnick, Senior Government Relations Representative for the National Cotton Council. Cut one, coming in 3, 2, 1.
According to a White House fact sheet, the total reductions include $1.2 trillion in cuts to discretionary spending, which have already been enacted, $580 billion in cuts from mandatory programs, $1.1 trillion from troop withdrawals, $1.5 trillion from tax reform, and $430 billion in interest savings.
Cut 2, coming in 3, 2, 1.
The administration is proposing to eliminate direct payments, reduce subsidies to crop insurance companies by lowering the crop insurance company's rate of return to meet a 12% target, saving $2 billion over 10 years, setting a cap at $0.9 billion adjusted annually for inflation on the crop insurance company's administrative expenses, which would save $3.7 billion over 10 years. The administration also proposes to change the premium rate for catastrophic coverage policies, which will slightly lower the reimbursement to crop insurance companies. This change will save $600 million over 10 years. Also, the administration proposes changes in premium subsidies for producers. In addition, the administration also proposes to better target agricultural conservation assistance by reducing conservation funding by $2 billion over 10 years by better targeting conservation funding to the most cost-effective and environmentally beneficial programs and practices.